KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
With this check of sports on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen. Well, with the 93rd pick in the NFL draft on Friday, the Buffalo Bills selected Northern Iowa offensive lineman Spencer Brown, a graduate of the Lenox High School. Brown, a 6'8", 311-pounder, played basketball for UNI. He was a 2019 second-team All-MVFC selection who opted out of the 2020 spring season due to COVID-19 concerns. Brown was named a preseason FCS All-American in 2020 before the season was postponed. Brown had offers from Power 5 schools after the FCS postponed the 2020 season to the spring of 21 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and had turned down the opportunity out of allegiance to Northern Iowa. Brown competed in football, basketball, golf, and track at Lenox High School in his hometown of Lenox. The school fielded an 8-player team. Brown played tight end in addition to fighting through double teams to rack up 17 sacks as a senior and earn first-team All-State honors. He becomes the first player from Northern Iowa to be drafted by the Bills. The Iowa Cubs are teaming up with Hy-Vee to make COVID-19 vaccines available at Principal Park. The hope is to have the mobile clinic up and running for opening day on Tuesday, May 4th. On Wednesday, Governor Reynolds called on the organization to help get more Iowans vaccinated. For its part, the iCubs organization said they're looking forward to playing a vital role in protecting Iowans as well as welcoming them back to the stands safely. Hy-Vee, too, says they're looking forward to the partnership. And in a statement, Hy-Vee said this free vaccine clinic will offer many opportunities for Iowans to get their shot at multiple upcoming games. In area sports, in boys and girls tennis at the MEC tournament, it was Atlantic defeating Lewis Central 7-2. Grant and Ethan Sturm, Bodie Johnson and Brian York went 2-0 to lead the Trojans into the victory. Harlan defeated Red Oak 7-2. Brock Bruns, Mitchell Ruschenberg, Stephen Linen, and Nolan Bloom were 2-0 in the Harlan win. Elsewhere in tennis, it was Lamar's over Abraham Lincoln 6-3. Abraham Lincoln beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 6-0, and Shenandoah was a 6-3 winner over St. Albert. In area boys golf action on Friday, Trainer won against AHSTW with a low score of 162-205. Medalist was Trainer's Joey Kohns, who shot a 36. Runner-up was Ethan Kohns of Trainer, who shot a 39. AHSTW's Mark Bruns had 48, Kyle Jorgensen 50, Nick Denning had 53, Garrison Gettler 54, Chase Peterson at 55, and Nate Jorgensen shot a 61. Lamoni defeated Bedford 181-186 in golf with a low score. Medalist for that event was Logan Jones of Lamoni, who shot a 40. Runner-up was Bedford's Owen Lucas, who shot a 43. In the girls' soccer action Friday, it was Atlantic over Harlan 2-0. Aubrey Geyer and Jada Jensen each posted one goal and one assist. And Rhea Brummer had 8 saves. Also, it was Abraham Lincoln over Tri-Center by a score of 2-1. And Kemper Catholic downing Logan Magnolia in soccer 10-0. The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Association has released the regional assignments for both golf and tennis. The first round of regional golf takes place May 17th with a final round on May 24th. Regional tennis is scheduled for May the 19th. You can find all the golf assignments available through a link in this same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. The same can be said for tennis. Some of the tennis assignments include in Class 1A, Region 2 at Kemper Catholic, Audubon, Denison, Schleswig, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, and St. Albert. Region 3 at Red Oak will be Atlantic, Clarinda, Creston, Red Oak, Glenwood, Shenandoah, and Southwest Valley. In Class 2A, Region 3 tennis, it'll be at West Des Moines Valley. It'll be Lewis Central and Thomas Jefferson. And in Region 4 at Southeast Polk, Abraham Lincoln. In golf, Class 1A, Region 1C at Fort Dodge will feature Glidden Ralston and IKM Manning. The Region 1 final is at Ridgeview. Region 2A at Dunlap will have AHSTW, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Logan Magnolia, and Woodbine. Region 2B at Anita, Cam, East Union, Lenox, Lamoni, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, and Southwest Valley. Also in golf, Region 2C in Class 1A. That'll be held at Neola with Bedford, East Mills, Essex Stanton, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Riverside, Sydney, St. Albert, and Tri-Center. Location final for Region 2 will be yet to be determined. In golf Class 2A, it'll be Region 2A at Panora, Kemper Catholic. In Region 2B at Shenandoah, Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, and Underwood. The Region 2 final is at Underwood. Area track and field results from Friday include at the Red Oak Tiger Relays in boys team action. Glenwood taking first place with a score of 186. Red Oak was second with 95. Harlan was third with 90 points. Atlantic placed eighth in that event with 10 points for their boys track team. Atlantic sent their JV squad and got points from Drew Engler, fourth in the 3,200, Jaden Prohl, fourth in the high jump, Alex Sontag, sixth in the 800, and Logan Terrell, sixth in the 1,600. At the Ace Nelson Relays in Denison, in girls' action, Denison Schleswig won their home meet with 109 points. And in boys' play, Trainer posted 134 points to win the Ace Nelson Relays in Denison on Friday. You can see more from those results in this same story on the sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in sports, the St. Louis Cardinals announced Friday that they have activated outfielder Harrison Bader from the 10-day injured list and recalled right-handed pitcher Cody Whitley from the team's alternate training site. In addition, the team placed pitchers Adam Wainwright and Andrew Miller on the injured list. And finally in sports, the bourbon is flowing again. Flowery hats and humans are on the scene, and 19 horses will be ready to run the most chaotic race of their lives. After being disrupted by a pandemic last year, the Kentucky Derby is back with many of its traditions intact. America's longest continuously held sporting event returns to its traditional spot on the calendar the first Saturday in May. The 147th edition this evening comes less than 8 months after it was won without spectators last September because of COVID-19, making it the shortest time between derbies and history. With the Derby restored to its usual day, last year's upside-down Triple Crown has been righted. The Preakness follows on May 15th, and the Belmont, which kicked off the series a year ago, concludes it on June 5th. Essential Quality is the early 2-1 favorite for today and has the bona fides. The striking gray colt was last year's 2-year-old champion. He comes in undefeated in 5 career starts. The last unbeaten colt to win the Derby was Justified in 2018, and he went on to sweep the Triple Crown. Post time for the Kentucky Derby is at 5:57 p.m. Central Daylight Time. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.